Something, something, how do we struggle? Welcome back. We are in lockdown, quarantine, whatever you want to call it here in California, so I just didn't feel like dressing up. I haven't done a video lately because I've been spending a lot of time on my garden because, well, we pay a lot in rent and we have a garden.
Holy cow!
So it's something we do with my family and kids, and it gives us an excuse to have a good time and learn things about nature when we have to social distance, and mostly because I like to social distance.
Get away from me! Don't touch me! Get your slimy soles off me!
So, what's going on? The world's on fire, and I can't figure out why. I mean, I know what's happening, but I can't figure out why it matters this time. I mean, we live in this if it bleeds, it leads, BuzzFeedication, Voxplain, everything's terrible, everything's falling apart. You know, it's this world where, you know, net neutrality was going to kill us all, and people pumping their own gas in Oregon was going to kill people, and the Orange Man Bad being president was the end of the world, and Russian collusion. I mean, Russia, they paid for memes on Facebook, and that's the end of our democracy. Like, everything's the most critical thing ever. Everything is the worst thing ever, always, always, always. And for whatever reason, this virus stuck. And I can't really figure it out.
Look, does anyone have a question about the deadly virus that could kill us all?
Could the virus kill the Grimace?
Nothing can kill the Grimace. All right, we're done here.
Because basic math and statistics dictates that it's not as bad as it looks. Because, one, you can't trust numbers out of China because they're a communist government that doesn't tell the truth about anything. Not even the number of people that they themselves killed under the Great Leap Forward. And two, you're basing numbers off of Italy that are based largely on an untested population. Like, you tested people who were sick and people who were dying, and then used that to baseline your numbers of how mortality rates were going to be for this virus. Like, that's not how that works. It's not how any of that works.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
I mean, if you can't test people, you don't know how many people are asymptomatic. If you don't know how many people are asymptomatic, then you don't know what the actual infection rate is like. And if you don't know what the infection rate is, then you obviously can't know what the mortality rate is. But everybody looked at a couple statistical models, and they watched Outbreak on Netflix and worried about the deadly Mutaba virus, and they went,
"Oh my God!
Everyone's gonna die," and just ran with it. And then they hoarded toilet paper because, I don't know, man, reasons, I guess. Everything sold out at most of the stores. I mean, it was days before we could find flour at a store, and it's just amazing because the news made it all worse. But I don't want to really talk about all that for too long. I want to talk about what really, 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 really,
really, really, really, really, really, really,
really pisses me off about this, and that's government intervention. For two reasons. One, number one, the government never pays a price. Ever. You pay a price. When Gavin Newsom shut down the economy here in California for a lot of us, a lot of people that actually, you know, work for a living, and don't get me wrong, he's not the only one to blame here. I mean, here in California, in Orange County, we had the Orange County Board of Health. They did the exact same thing, and then 2 days later, the governor just solidified it. LA was already on board with that, so was San Francisco and New York and all these other places, shutting things down, shutting down bars and nightclubs and all these things. They shut all this stuff down and didn't offer any idea of what that meant. There was no answer. It was just like, we need to shut this down. Shut it all down. Don't just stand there or do something. Shut it all down. And you're like, I have bills. Like, I have to pay for food. Like, a lot of us, we struggle. We really struggle to survive. A lot of people, we've heard this for years. People are 2 weeks away from meat on the street. And they're like, oh, you're 2 weeks away from, two paychecks away from meat on the street. How about we kick you out of work for, well, indefinitely? How is that going to work?
Trust me. Everything's gonna be fine.
Like, what happens with my rent? What happens with my landlord's mortgage? What happens with, well, groceries? The water bill, the electricity, the internet? What happens with all this stuff? What happens with it?
Something.
California, we constantly hear about how we have a surplus and we're the fifth largest economy in the world and we can afford universal health care to cost $400 billion. Looking at you, Josh Newman. We can afford all these things. You're like, oh, cool, cool, cool. So what happens when you shut down the economy just now and you just made it impossible for my wife to go to work? They're like, Trump will bail us out. Please, Daddy Trump, pass a stimulus. I mean, that's the best we can get from, actually, the best we got from Gavin Newsom so far is that kleptocrat, the guy who pushed high-speed rail. Yeah, he's just a loser of a kleptocrat.
I personally have been supportive of the high-speed rail project since my time as mayor of the city and county of San Francisco.
No mea culpa, no honesty about his culpability and just absolute graft and corruption in the state. That guy's a terrible human being, but nothing from him. The best thing we got is, we'll defer your state taxes till July. oh, thank you for letting me wait to pay you money. Are you cutting any government to make my taxes less? No. Are you getting rid of actual red tape? No. Why? Because government never pays a price for anything. Here in California, we have a bill called AB5. Check out my earlier videos to get an idea of how terrible that is, that kneecapped independent contracting in California. Did California suspend that during this indefinite crisis so more people could immediately get to work on a short-term basis? Not people who want to work necessarily long-term for DoorDash or Instacart or, you know, Uber or Lyft or whatever else, but just people who want to until the government allows them to get back to their everyday job. Was that an option? Of course not. The architect of that bill, Lorena Gonzalez, now she wants you to go on unemployment. She wants you to be a beggar of the state, not have your own dignity and work at all. They won't even come up with ways that you can social distance and still make an income. And a lot of you bougie douchebags out there that are like, just telecommute. You know what? Kick rocks, hippie. Because not everyone can telecommute. My wife's a hairdresser. Explain to me the logistics of telecommuting, a cut, color, and style. I'll wait.
I'm waiting.
The other problem that really pisses me off, besides the lack of forethought, the lack of insight, and the lack of planning or answers for how this would impact people on how they'll pay their bills going forward, how they won't just be destitute in 3, 6, 18 months of this nonsense, or just how they'll catch up. Yeah, when you're out of work for a month, when the mall is closed and all those people that work there are now just out of work for weeks or who knows how long on end, how they're going to catch up with all of those bills, how you're going to pay your car insurance when you owe month to month, but you had no income. Even if we get a stimulus from the feds, like, how will that work tax-wise? How will that play out? But the other thing is the picking winners and losers, because that's something that a lot of people aren't talking about. How many people now who are now shopping on Amazon, online, at Walmart or Target or what have you, that normally shop elsewhere, how many people are not going to go back to those elsewhere places, A, because they can't, because they close, or B, just because loyalty is earned?
Customer's always an asshole.
If you had to let go your employee at your mom and pop shop because you couldn't afford to keep them on because the government closed your doors and they had to find income, so they went to work somewhere else and they can't come back.
Good luck with your layoffs, all right? I hope your firings go really well.
You may lose customers because that employee may be the reason you have some of those customers. I've worked at several mom and pop shops over the years. That's literally how it works sometimes. You can lose customers because an employee leaves. It's that simple, whether it's intentional or not.
Because accident implies there's nobody to blame.
Also, when the government shut down businesses, they shut down businesses, but not their competition. I'll give you a simple example. Here locally, a lot of schools are closed. That may be common where you are as well. Closed for several months, and months earlier than people are planning, which causes a lot of problems. But let's say you're like, hey, you know what? What do I do with all this extra time that my kid's in the house? Well, I can't go to the park because social distancing. And I can't, well, do much of anything because we have to be here all the time. How about for some entertainment, we go buy a video game? Let's go buy the new thing for the Switch or the PlayStation or Xbox or what have you. Oh, wait, you closed GameStop. I can still buy it on Amazon. I can still buy it at Target. So those sales still exist because the government didn't say you can only buy necessities. The government said you can only shop at places that sell necessities. So they effectively kneecapped competition for those stores.
It's for the best.
Eddie, please!
Almost done. Just one more.
Interesting how that worked. The government kneecapped businesses to benefit others, largely because they probably just didn't think about it.
Ignorance is bliss.
I mean, it would be a logistical nightmare to tell Target that they can't sell video games, but it's a market nightmare to tell Target they can sell video games and tell GameStop that they can't, especially when the more people you cram into a Target, the higher the infection rate will be because we still have to buy groceries and stuff. Whereas a local GameStop could just put an employee at the door with a mask and gloves on and be like, actually, because of space, we can only have like 4 people in here at a time. So 1, 1, 1, 1, in, out, what have you. They could logistically figure out a way to keep people away from each other and socially distance. I mean, the market could correct for that. Kind of like how stores now are like, hey, this is a dedicated hour for 60 plus people. Like, there are ways to fix that. But instead, the government just shut people down and shuttered all of their customers somewhere else because they didn't care. Again, because the government doesn't pay a price for any of this. Gavin Newsom will not pay a price for this. If COVID-19 puts a D behind its name and runs for office in Pelosi's district, it will win office because so many people are gerrymandered so hard there is no political price paid. I joked about it on Twitter that the best way to get politicians to care about the consequences of their actions was to shut down campaign funding while anybody was out of work by a government diktat, because that would immediately get the government to go, whoa, let's get people back to work immediately. Like, welfare isn't the solution. Bigger government isn't the solution. Let's get people back to work. And finally, I want to talk about the one other thing that really needs to be talked about, and a lot of people are talking about it, but I want to make a fine point about it. If you're using government force, if you're shutting down people's businesses, shutting down people's livelihoods, and putting people under just terrible strain. Now, keep in mind, the two biggest causes of divorce are infidelity and financial pressure. When the government just exerted just enormous financial pressure across countless people in this country, millions of people are now under a strain that they didn't even realize they were going to be under days ago, weeks ago, had no idea how to plan for this because this wasn't even on the radar that the government would come in and tell you you can't go to work.
Unfathomable. It's without fathom.
Nobody projected that would ever happen. The government would literally just say, you just can't go to work. Just, sorry, we're going to throw you in jail. It's police enforceable. We're going to, papers, please. We're going to throw you in jail if you try to cut hair. Now, again, my wife can't cut hair at home because that's illegal too. So we're literally just going to throw you in jail.
It is for our own good.
It is for our own good.
But there are politicians right now using what the government just did to you to get what they want. Oh, we threw you out of work? Well, we're not going to give you anything. We're not going to help you out. We're not going to solve that problem, which kind of feels like an illegal taking under the Constitution. But, you know, they don't care because emergency powers. But the government is like, you know what? We're not going to extort you. We won't let you survive unless you give us what we want. Because evil human beings like Nancy Pelosi, and don't mistake me, she's an evil person, are out there going, well, we don't think people should be able to survive if we don't get what we want, if we don't get a Green New Deal or a diverse enough corporate board structure or. And just as evil people like Chuck Schumer are out there going, yeah, we may have thrown you out of work, but you know, maybe we'll give you a loan with interest. And that's how evil Chuck Schumer is.
He's evil.
For the record, if you vote for these people after that, you're evil by proxy. If you support people who put pressure on others and then use that pressure to extort them, you're a bad person. Now, I'm not saying you have to vote for their opposition. I'm not saying you have to vote Republican or anything else. I'm just saying that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the squad specifically and a few others, James Clyburn and a few others, those people are evil human beings right now and they've shown their true colors and they deserve to be thrown out on a rail. And if you don't think that, you're a bad human being.
And you're a very bad person.
Forcing misery on people and then extorting them to stop it makes you a terrible person. I mean, you're worse than the people standing on the graves of children to pass gun control legislation, because at least in those cases, the government didn't kill the kids first. Like, this is the government extorting people after putting misery in their lives that didn't need to be there. Yeah, it's that bad. So, in summary, government never suffers for what they do. The government picks winners and losers because they don't care. And the government's full of evil kleptocrats who will use your own misery that they cause against you to get what they want because they're terrible human beings. That's all I have on the never letting a coronavirus go to waste. But I do have one little thing to end on. I got these cool little stickers. I'll do a zoom in really quick. Hourly Struggle stickers. They were made by Sticker Mule. This isn't a paid advertisement. I'm just plugging them because they're pretty cool. They had a sale that they do every now and again. You can get 10 stickers for $1, I think, with free shipping. Or maybe you pay for shipping. I don't remember. But they're pretty cool. They're a little smaller than I like. I want to get some bigger ones eventually. I don't have any patrons or anything on here giving me money. I'm like, hey, if you want to do that, do that. That's cool. I just don't. And my wife's out of work, so I can't afford to make more, but I will. And when I do, I'll let you guys know. And then you can let me know how you'd like to get them. If you'd like them to be a giveaway on Patreon or whatever, or you want to just buy them directly, or I can just mail some to people if they're, you know, loyal friends and subscribers. I only have 10 of these. I'm keeping two of them because one's going on my computer, one's going on my audio case, and so I'll have 8 left. I'll parcel them out as needed. So hit me up in the comments or message me or what have you, and we'll see how we can get these out to you. And then later we'll see how we can get larger ones and more ordered, because they are pretty cool and I like them. That is all I have for now. Thanks for listening. Cheers.